All right, hey everybody, we are back in Talmud Ha'Esra Sefirot, the Talmud of the Ten Sefirot. So we are now in page Pei Aleph, according to Rav Ashlag, and we're going to speak about Zivug Da'aka'a, the old concept of Zivug Da'aka'a. The Zivug mean connection, Aka'a mean striking or hitting. Okay, so Zivug mean connecting through hitting. Aka'a mean to hit something or strike something. V'inyan Zivug ala tzarich b'urua chav. Zer Rav Ashlag, we need to clear it a little bit longer now. Shlechua ishkan b'shmurut shel chiyuv v'shlila b'yachad. Because there is a double meaning here. In one way, it's positive. In another way, it's negative. Positive because there is a connection. Negative because it's striking or hitting. Sharei zivug mashmato b'shachav v'dvikut v'ahava. If we talk about zivug, zivug mean connection. Zivug mean love. Zivug mean communication. And love. Aka'a, which means hitting or striking, mashmato tchiyah, meaning pushing away or rejecting, separation, a great hatred. Say Rav Ashlag. Ve'ech tomar zivug shel aka'a. How can you say zivug shel aka'a? How can you say it's actually to bind two things together, but it's through hitting or through striking? Shemashmaut hi ahava shel sina. It's almost like you say it's a love of hate. Love of hate. Or dvekut shel afrada. Or is it almost like you're going to say it's like cleaving of separation. Or amshacha shel tchiya. It's like glowing the rejector. Something that's not good. Amatmiya lechora meod. And we should really should get confused and have some doubts about that words that the Ari is using, Sir Rav Ashlag. Omnam ken. Is it true? It is true. Im kenu be'emet, shem betafachim, it is the two opposite things, b'shlita achat, under one union of control. Ela sh'shlita hazot murkevet b'shtei nosim yuchadim, da'ayinu bet kochot. But this shlita, this control, is built from two subjects, da'ayinu bet kochot, two forces. Koch ha'moshech v'koch ha'doche. The force that draw something, and the force that push something away. Shekoach ha-moshech shore be'aviyut ha-kli, the source of that power that draw everything, coming from the aviyut ha-kli, coming from the physicality, if you may say, of the vessel, physicality, meaning more the desire, meaning more the thickness, more the roughness of the vessel. Where is the rejecting force? Masach. Is the masach in the curtain of the vessel. But it happened to be, or it is what it is, that they become one. Both of them control in the same time, in two different places. So if we understand that, right? I mean, I think it's simple. We have a force of the vessel, the drawing, and we have the force of the rejector, the basach, that's forcing it to go away. Okay, so two forces. If you think about it, it's a great way to define a person, because a person has been defined how much desire you have, and second definition, how good, like, you can control that desire. So I think that's two definition. I think it's quite important to know what you want, and are you capable of letting it go? This is the two forces. I mean, if you think about what you want and why you want what you want, I mean, what's your level of desire? What's your level of desire? How far you go with that? How far you go with your desire? That's a great question. How far? You ever meet people that do so much and you ask them, how can you do that much? And then they look at you and they say, because I want. Then you look at people that have something they want to do or say, and they don't. And you ask them, how can you control yourself so well? And they say, because this is my desire. I want to control myself. So both forces, like if you look at those two forces, it exists everywhere. Everywhere. If you have only desire, you're going to get burned. If you only have rejecting, you get no life. So the body, physical body, and our surrounding, all built from desire and a pushback. But actually, the whole world. Think about it. It's tremendous, profound. So this whole universe in one word, what you want and how strong are you to let go of what you want. When you understand that, you understand everything. So some people have more desire than others, different type of desire. Some people really can control themselves. If you think about it, some people really can control themselves. They're able to say no to the desire. So for that reason, it's called Zivug Da'aka'a. You connect by healing. But what does that mean? You know? כדי לברר היטב, כרוש, תתקבל על הדעת. Let's try to make sure. It will make sense, עושה רב אשלג, מבלי לעורר שום תמיות בלבולים. So we will know that doubts and wonder and confusion. אריק קצת, I have to go longer here, עושה רב אשלג. אמשיל לך משל. I have to use a story, עושה רב אשלג, otherwise it will be difficult to understand. ממציאות הגשמי, from the גשמיות, from the physical universe. המדומה ובולט לעינינו, so we can see it. למשל, שאתה רואה אבן או איש, when you look at a stone or a human, נופל ממקום גבוה לארץ, when they fall from a high place into the ground. הרי לעיניך שהאיש נמשך מלמעלה למטה בחוזק במהירות גדולה. It look that the person who fall is being drawn by a force to come as fast as that force drawing him to go to the ground. You might say the weight and all this and that, but it's the magnet of our planet, right? Gravity, what Newton explained, drawing everything. So כשמגיע ונוגע באדמה, but when it's touched this, the ground that drawing him, or the stone, הרי האדמה מכה בו, then the land hitting the person or the stone, ודוחה אותו בקצת למעלה, and pushing the stone of the person away from the ground. You understanding what I'm saying? I mean, if you throw a stone on the ground, if it's a strong magnet, if I throw something, stay. But when I throw something, what happened? It jumped a little bit. Why is it jump? It should stay there. The magnet, strong magnet, earth, gravity, right? Strong magnet. יש כאן בית סברות. There's two opinion here, Sir Rav Ashlag. סברה אחת, איש שיש לכדור הארץ, הכוח המושך הגדול. It's coming from gravity of Earth, planet Earth. אל כל דבר המונח באוויר השמיים. For everything that above Earth. אם אין לו דבר מוצק שיגן עליו. If something is not strong enough, Earth will pull him down from the magnet. לפחר שהאדם נעתק למשל מגג הבית אל האוויר, תכף שולט עליו כוח המשל שכדור הארץ. One explanation. When a person, you know, if he's in the roof of the house, How come the magnet doesn't take him down? From a magnet point of view, that's one opinion. It's because that physical thing controlling, not let the magnet pull him. But once the house been pulled away, person is falling. But the falling, that's one opinion, is coming because the magnet of the earth. So now we explain why there is such a speed from the human to touch the land. But we have wonder and doubts about it. Then if that's so, and it's so true, then the land should basically hug the person with love. Why the land should hug the person with love? Because at that time, the power, the magnet, the gravity is so strong to draw the person to the ground that you want to hug him. And then once the person touched the ground, he will not ever be able to move again. Because the magnet, right? It should be gravity. But we see the opposite. Once a person jumped from a place, a high place, we assume he can stay alive, then the land is actually pushing him back. She doesn't observe him. She doesn't take him in. It seems like the land pushing him back to where he came from. So that's one opinion, right? That's one opinion. And that's why gravity cannot be the answer. Is that clear? Some other people, or scientists, explain that there is a kind of force from above, from the air of our land, which is the force of the force, and everything is in the air. Other opinions say, there is another force, another power, that forcing whatever is hanging there to be pushed to the ground. So one opinion say that Earth has that power of magnet to pull everything in. And Rav Ashlag raised doubt, say if it's true, how come when a person is on the ground, he should not be even able to walk because it's supposed to hug him. So a second opinion say that there is a force, not the ground, around the ground, that push people to go down. So that opinion say, so when a person jumped from his house into the ground, right away the force of existing the space pushing him down into the ground. That's second opinion. Again, this is physics. It's funny that Rav Ashlag played with physics here. This is the book was written around 1940, I believe, something like that. No, before 1940. So, interesting. Einstein at that time, and very interesting. No? So what is the force from outside? Force him to the land. And then when he touched the ground push him back. So this push him here, the ground push him out, kind of the playing ping pong. So I mean, I think tennis ball would be a better idea, but then tennis ball is, it's rubbery. So you might relate it to the tennis ball. So it's difficult to, the stone is the best. Like you throw the stone, it touched the floor and then it jumped out. So two opinions. One opinion, gravity. Second opinion, there is a force. It's in physics, they call it F, force, to push back down. And there is a force to push this way. Interesting conversation, even if we don't get to something here. I was like crazy that it is so many years ago. Omnam im nakisha anaf leshorsho. He said, if we really want to understand that, what's the truth? You have to find the roots of everything in spirituality. It's called Nakish Anaf Leshorsho. Study from the branch about the roots. Study from the roots about the branch. The branch is the physical universe, where the roots is the non-physical universe. So if you want to understand the physical universe, you have to go back to the spiritual universe. שעל פי רוב העניינים, קרובים זה לזה, אנו רוצים שבית הסברות האלה אינם נכונות. If we look into those two opinions, both of them are false, both of them are wrong. ואפשר לומר גם כן שכל כדור וכדור יש לו כוח במשכה וכל אחד דוחה, מוקרים זה בזה, וואו. It say that everything has within it a force of receiving and a force of pushing back on the individual level. דיינו שיש שם כוח אביות שהוא כוח המשכה להמשיך בתוכו כל מה שבחוצה לו. Everything that exists in our universe is within it a force of receiving, וכנגדו יש לו כוח קשיות, and against that he has hardness, okay, שהוא דוחה ממנו, and he push away כל גוף חיצוני להיכנס לתוכו, not to let something to go inside. לפיכך כל המשכה הוא ודאי מכוח הנקודה המרכזית במיודה. So everything, if you take, let's say, a rock, in the middle of the rock, say רב אשלג, נקודה מרכזית, meaning the inner force of every rock, is magnet in it. There is a force there, you know? And try to imagine that rock, exactly in the middle, there is a force, almost like atoms. There's a force of receiving. But the cover around that atom, the material part of that physical thing, is hard stone. So it doesn't let, it might be pulling thing, but it doesn't let the thing to go into the middle. You get it? So almost like try to imagine a rock from magnet itself, like the metal, okay? So if it's magnet, whatever the magnet pull can only touch the surface. It cannot go into the source of the pulling. You get it? כי שם שורר כוח המשכה שבא. כי הנקודה המרכזית היא אהבה יותר מכל הכדור. לפחק מושכת אליה, הכל נמצא בתוך החלל ההיקפי, המונח תחת כל פעולתה ושליטה. The middle point in every ball, use the word ball, is always the strongest desire. So whatever happened in the middle, strongest desire. As you go away from the middle, less desire. So basically when things been pulled into something, it's because in the middle there is the strongest desire, and the outside is very hard, so it doesn't let things to go in. ואם כל זה אינה מושך הדבר עד לבלוע אותו, for that reason, it draw things into it, but it cannot swallow it. Yeah? כמו שהמחויב להיות, because it gotta make sense, if it's magnet, it's magnet. מבחינת כוח המשכה שלה בלבד. אלא באותו רגע שהדבר נמשך נוגע בקליפתה החיצוני. In the moment that something been drawn into coming to something else, it has to stop because the outside קליפה, the outside surrounding will not let it in. Not קליפה is negative, קליפה is a shell of everything. So the material of everything is called קליפה. Like you have orange, you have a shell around it. So we learn from here, there is two forces. One force receiving, and the outside of that object is hard enough to push everything away. ונמצא שדבר שמשכה אליה בא אל ידי קבלה ולא אופן למשכתה ולאחר כי נפסק באמצע הדרך. So we learn from that, say רב אשלג, that the receiving force didn't come to full fruition. Why? Because I desire everything, but because of the outside shell I can't receive what I desire. It has to stop on the outside. You getting it? Yeah? So now we understand the binding by striking or zivug da'aka'a or connection through healing. Okay? Now we understand that. מחמת כוח הקשות לכל המקבוע לדרכו כמבוא אשר דבוגו הקפולים כהרע אשר דבוגו המושך. So what drawing things in? Okay? The desire. The הקשות, the hardness is, sorry, is pushing back. So we have two forces working together. The middle of everything, pulling. The outside of everything, pushing. So Rav Ashlag is basically creating a discovery about planet Earth here. That in the middle of planet Earth, you have a force, which is true, by the way. Okay? Because if you know how that magnet of planetary the gravity work, is it's a certain force that happens as something go fast in speed. Because planet Earth is going around itself, and it's going around. It's almost if I'm going to hold a bucket of water, and I'm going to turn it fast enough in a circle, the water will never spill on the floor, because I'm creating a certain force. Try to think of the name in physics. Centrifugaling force, I think, if I'm not mistaken. From the word center. Centrifugali? Is that the word? Okay. So the idea, where is that force come from? Where exactly the force is? It's in the center of everything. You understand? It's center. So if planet Earth goes Chas V'Shalom, try to imagine, we'll stop moving. What's going to happen?
That's called centrifugal force.
Centrifugal force. Thank you for that. So if the reason they call it centrifugal, because the force coming from the center of everything. And then, so that's amazing discovery through Kabbalah, through the Talmud of Ten Sefirot. It's tremendous. Like to explain that everything in the middle is the force, and the outside is the pushing back. Because Rav Ashlag said, even if somebody make a discovery, if I can't find a proof to it in spirituality, I have to doubt it. Because they say gravity, Newton, and all this and that. Yes, but then it have to stay, if it's only gravity. Then other physics say, well, it's a force from outside that push things down. All this. If that's true, then it should push it to the ground and never let it go. But because planet Earth, our planet, is in the middle of everything. If that thing will stop moving, what's going to happen? The people in the bottom will fall. But who's at the bottom? Us or them? Who's in the, you know what I'm saying? What's the bottom? So what's holding it? I mean, you will not be able to walk if it will be just gravity. Because your feet will be like a magnet. You can't lift the feet. You don't have the power. Can you have enough power to beat planet Earth? I can't. The gravity is strong. You can't do that. But because there is koch ha-moshech v'koch ha-duche, the force of drawing and the force of pushing in the same planet called planet Earth. So the klipa, planet Earth, the shell. You know, I don't know if you ever saw the cut of planet Earth. It's beautiful. You see it like in the middle. Don't know, there's name for everything. As it grow, you know, in the middle is the core. I think it's called the core. Mm-hmm. For everything, that's the power. That's where the power is. So all the power, merkaz ha'atacha, the center of, how do you call it, atacha?
Boiling?
No, atacha means when you melting. Mm-hmm. Melting center. So that's a melting center. When you want to melt something, it's in the middle. Okay, the middle. But what's that? Why is it so hot there? So hot, right? In the middle, it's so hot. Because that's what's happening. That's the energy center of the world. You know, it used to be a movie when I was a kid, when people traveled from side to side. I don't know if it exists here. I forgot the name. It's for children. It used to be fascinating by that. They're going from side of planet Earth to the other side. Man, I'm sure they renewed that movie again, but it was in the 70s. So, they're going from side to side. The concept, I love it as a writer. It's a beautiful concept. But if you think about it, in the middle, of course it's impossible. Because it melted. So, very simple. And can you imagine once you open that opening, you will be drawn into it? Because that's the center of everything. So the gravity, that it can never get out. It can never get out. And that's the thing. Why people are so afraid of the black hole? What's wrong with black hole? It doesn't have the shell. You get it? It doesn't have the shell. It's naked. It's naked from shell. So the whole thing is a center of gravity. You understand? So it's like a vacuum cleaner. That's why it draw even the light. The light, which is from a potent of not electrons. There's a name to it in physics. Like light has a different type of atoms. Photon, you say?
Proton?
Not photon.
Proton?
No, it's a thing from the lights. When you study lights as a material, you have a different negative. It's called photon. I don't know if I'm not mistaken. So the idea that the black hole can draw everything in, why? Why it's a nightmare of every person who studies space. What is the nightmare? Chas v'shalom, God forbid, the black hole will go next to Chas v'shalom, the sun. Swallow it. Why? Because the gravity is so high. So high. Can you see a black hole? You actually cannot. You can only see the path. Wherever you go, things disappear. But it cannot be seen because it doesn't have a shell. No? Now, if we talk about from a spiritual consciousness, of course, there is people who are black hole. Black hole. You know, today the lady, wonderful lady, spoke to me about Ainara, evil eye. So there is this lady who every time counter a blessing, every time she counter a blessing, things start to go wrong. So of course, Ainara, very dangerous. And there is people like that. They're never satisfied. They keep swallowing because the shell, they don't have shell. They can't say, no, stop it. They try until they're never happy. Never happy. They keep swallowing because there is nothing that stops what they want to swallow. So every time you want something and you don't get it, you get angry. But actually, it's good. You know, in a way, like if you always get what you want, it's going to be a problem because that's when you like black hole. You don't have in you that ability to say no. You know, and that's why not everybody meant to be rich. You know, you want to be rich. There's a big responsibility. Because once you be rich, once you be famous, once you be whatever it is that you're going to be, you have to be ready for it. Because if you're not ready for it, you become a black hole. I want all the money, I want all the fame, I want all this, and all want. And that's why all those lecturers, you know, the people who give lecture to the crowd, that truly their desire is too small. So you see those 5,000 people going for a lecture, how to make more money, and the... So, yes, among them, there is 25 people who are going to make it, you know, very small percent because they're born to make it. They have within them that desire. I mean, if you think about where does money come from? What is money? What is success? Come from Keter. If you really want to put it down, Keter. Keter is what money. What money is. That's why it's very difficult. You need mazal. You need the mazala. The Zohar said the... You know, when next, not this Shabbat, next Shabbat B'Shalach, when I'm going to give the lecture about how to do the opening of the Red Sea, so the Zohar say exactly how. You know, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he say to God, why you scream to me? So God said, you know, there is no point right now to pray because you need to climb to a different level. Otherwise, it's not going to work. You need to go to Keter Chochma Bina. If you don't do Keter Chochma Bina, it's not going to work. The regular prayer, nothing. Keter give you money, Chochma give you long life, and Bina give you children. That's what you need to remember. Those three spheres. That's why Bina, from the word Ben, Bat, right? Ben, son, Bat, daughter. You know, Ben. Chochma, חוכמה מחיה את בעליה. The wisdom resurrect the owner of the wisdom, meaning to give you a long life. Right? And Keter, that's the origin, that's why it's so difficult, you know, to change the decree of money. But if you pray and you change and you work on yourself, things can change. Money can change for you. And that's why some people meant to be slave and some people meant to be owner. Not everybody meant to be rich. It's not a mission for every human being. It's how it's supposed to. It can change, but that's how it's supposed to. So for that reason, people go to those lectures again. And the lecture is charismatic and wonderful, and 5,000 people pay, I don't know, for the weekend, $2,000. It's not bad money, 5,000 times 2,000, what we've been talking, $1 million. Not so bad, right? But 25 people are going to make it. So whoever should go there, you know, need to know. And I hope one day we'll be able to do it, that we divide the people based on their ability, based on who they are, because it's not fair. Everybody do the same lecture. And it's the pressure of the crowd. You know you're not it, but you have to do, yes, I'm in. And they do this, you know what I mean? And in the end, you go home, you print a business card. I don't know if you ever do those courses. I love those courses. And you print the card and you think you are it. But you know, you are just basically a decoration for the 975 people. A decoration for the 25 people, I meant. So 975 people are the decoration in the room. Can you imagine just 25 people sitting there with a lecturer? Wow. 25 people. It's sad, you know. It's not like us, spirituality. It doesn't matter who's here, whatever, I'm in front of a camera or in front of you. It doesn't matter. It's spirituality. You know, whenever the time comes, people will see it. But when it's come to business and money and all this and that, yeah, you need to know who you are, what you are. If you're born to be rich, if you're born to be famous, some people don't want to be. You know, I visit our dear friend today in a rehabilitation. Thank God she's coming back tomorrow home. I'm so happy for her. And I'm looking at her life, and I'm saying to her, I said to her, you know, you are the luckiest woman I ever met. And I never thought I would ever tell it to her. The amount playing around the friend that she has, the amount of people truly love her, not maybe love her, not maybe, not fake, not, I don't know how to explain to you, like real love, just real love. How do you do this? This is like, I'm gonna push her to write a book, because this is like unbelievable. And this is not a technique or anything. She's simple. She's simple, she knows her place. She's not, when I met her first, she was a partner with somebody else, and her partner was doing everything. She was sitting in the back like a little, you know, you ever had, when we were young, my mom would buy us a baby chick of chicken, you know? It's a yellow, I don't know if you ever saw something like that. You ever saw that? So she was those one of those yellow, sweet, you know? And that's it. And the other lady would do everything. She was a tough one. And it's all in her house, the office and everything. She does everything for them. And I remember when I took her under my wings, I said, I'm going to teach you to be tough. I said, I can't. I said, you can, you have to. So I remember when she moved to LA and we started talking. And only 5 weeks ago, after so many years I know her, she said to me, I think I become tough. I say no, so I'm very proud of you, you know? So, but she's, God bless her, when what happened to her, you know, it's a big tough time for me, personally, you know, for Debbie and me, it was very tough. She's the core of our being, she's the foundation, like every person who come here to our house and being with us and study with us, it's a foundation, this is for us, it's a pillar. So if one of the pillars is not doing well, we all fall into this side or that side. And of course I look inside, maybe look inside to see what is about us, that we don't deserve a person like that around us. We're looking inside to see what have we done wrong. Somebody like that, you know, in that level can... But when I saw how much love, and she told me, you're right, you know, this has come, you don't know How many people love you until you are in desperation, either of money or chas v'shalom, God forbid, a disease or all kind of thing. And I remember, not to compare, but when my father passed away, you know, I was living in Boca Raton, that time in Florida, we flew to Israel, and all of a sudden I found out I have way more relatives than I thought I have, way more friends that I didn't even expect them to come and respect my father. Way more great story about my father that I didn't even know. And all of a sudden, my brother-in-laws, both of them, start telling me story about him. How he took them under his wings because they didn't know how to make money so well. And he was not rich. He was never into being rich, and he was not rich. He was into be smart. That was his goal in life. How can I be smart? And every time I fight with him, I said, you gotta make money here. He said, no, I love to study, I love to be smart. He studied everything. So they told me that one of them, we didn't know, he used to build fancy home or big factory. So he took him under his wings and he told him, just listen to what I tell you and I will teach you how to build homes. So till today, you know, when my mom moved to her home and she's on a wheelchair now, unfortunately, the one who built a room for her to be comfortable was my brother-in-law. And he said, I owe it to your father because he taught me that. But the reason I mentioned that, to have true friends, it's the biggest gift God can give you. There's nothing more. Nothing more. And she is definitely a true friend to Debbie and me and to those of you who know her. True friend. I can talk to her about everything. I can have an argument with Debbie and I call her. I said, can you imagine? Can you imagine that? Chutzpah, don't ever listen to my wife. And she's laughing. She let it go. And in the beginning when we were, it was very difficult. But she was there for us as a friend. And God bless her. I mean, she made me so happy when I saw her today doing well. You know, because I can't deal well very well when people I love so much not doing well. It's destroying me, you know, because I got people I love gotta do well. It's almost like, and then I was at that Shabbat, I was a little bit talking to God. I said, God, what now? Come on, I mean, come on, it's not right, you know. And there is a reason for everything. And for her, she shared with me, and she will share with you. Not this Shabbat, next Shabbat she will share with everybody to be the Shabbat of healing and everything, so we're going to talk about it. And hopefully you have a good story too. So she shared with me how much it was a lot of great thing if you look at it, you know, if you look at everything you see there, just how much love people have for you. And sometimes, you know, I think, I mean, me included, that we don't show love to people almost like we say we're going to do it tomorrow. And I realized for me it's stupid. It's just stupid. Why you wait for tomorrow? What you're saving it at the bank? What is that? You like someone, you love them. Well, I do it on my schedule and next month at 11 a.m. What is schedule, idiot? They don't schedule love. You give the love you can give. Bread of shame, don't worry about bread of shame, okay? Just give love already. And just give love, if you love, if you truly love. And this is very important. I think it's very important because all of us delaying our thing. And you know, sometimes people tell me in Talmud, Sefirot, Talmud of Ten Sefirot, don't tell too many stories. Always people tell me that. And I hope you listen, and so I purposely tell a story, because if you think for a second, you can understand this section in a way without those story, then you should either study Hebrew to read it on your own, or you should trust me that that story is necessary for you to understand that section. So again, people who are black holes, you know, they always want more. But they're never happy. People who are not black holes, they have natural pushing back and receiving balance, they draw the right thing into their life. You know, my daughter, may God bless her, she shared with me something. She tried to explain to me I don't know if it was Snapchat or one of the things that kids are doing, what's the difference? She told me, in Facebook or something like this, you don't even know the people who are your friend. She told me, here, whoever is there is somebody you really know. Yeah, I never thought about it. I said, and I look at her like, that's good stuff. She's spiritual. And she looked at me, no, I didn't mean it spiritually. So no, no, but for me, it's like, wow. So this is, a lot of us draw people into our life that really, they don't care about us. We don't care even about them. But we need them as decoration. That decoration, what we call the klipa, the chitzoniut, the outside of the ball, is what sometimes blocking the real thing to come in to the center of the core. You don't have to collect people. It's not about how many people you have, it's how many real people you have in your life. Real. And if you have a few real people, you're very lucky. Very lucky. And that's what Debbie and me try to do here. Hopefully we'll be successful with that, is to be real connection. And Blainer, Rabbi Shimon is with us, and tonight is Rabbi Israel Abu Hasera, the Baba Sali is tonight Ilula. One of the first Kabbalists that I was introduced to ever in my life since I was a baby. And his grandson happened to pray here in this corner, coincidentally or not coincidentally. And I don't know if we choose the house or the house choose us. Don't know. Everybody tried to rent this house for 10 years. Everybody tried to buy this house for 10 years before we came. Then Debbie come one day, the lady say yes, then she say no, like she does with everybody. And then Debbie came again. So what are you doing? I said, I'm gonna go again. Because she asked me where to look. So I did meditation. You remember that, Deb? For 2 hours. And I said to her, it's the third house from one direction. And it's, I don't know if it's this side of Pico or this side of Pico. I could not see exactly the house yet. And she started looking. So she decided to come back. And she said, and the lady said, if you want to tell me, come back. Say yes. And then she's, third time, she went third time. She said, I want to meet your husband. Remember? And I came, I said, I don't want to meet her. I said, no, you have to come and meet her. I said, I don't want to meet her, I don't even know. Come with me. So I come here. It was a weird situation. Then I talked to her, then she started talking to me about Abu Hatzera, and I told her what I do as a Kabbalist, and all this and that. Was a connection. And she said, okay, this will be a blessing for me. So today, Debbie and me talk, how long is this house we live in here? We don't know. We don't know. See if a challenge come or no challenge come. It's how the house wants you or not wants you. You understand? It's a rental. So when the house wants you, it's happening. When the house don't want you, it doesn't happen. Again, the core of the house and the shell. So the core of the house growing whatever it needed. The shell is rejecting whatever it's not. Not everybody can handle that. Not everybody can handle that. You know, if you're the wrong person, you're not going to last. Even if I will invite you to come, you're not going to do it. One person went crazy. The other one think they have a demon in their soul. The other person feel they get insulted. So I call them and say, okay, come. Come, I forgive you. Come, you don't know the insult to come. You want to apologize in public to you? And they get excited. And then they say, no, no, not coming. Weird. So the shell of the house, Blainer, are helping us a lot. Doesn't let wrong thing to come. Those of you who are from the beginning, you remember, you used to have different people here. And you kept seeing the place washing to different faces. You ever saw that? Weird, it's a weird thing. Like some people come, they get very excited at the beginning. Blah, blah, blah. And I cannot mention name on the camera, but then gone. Again. And the core group stay. Core group stay. Because there is a mission. There's a mission. You know, where the mission go, I don't know, you don't know. But we do the right thing, and then the control is up to God. The control is up to Rabbi Shimon. The control is up to the Baba Sali, up to the Ari HaKadosh. This is what it is. We are open-minded to wherever it need to go. Wherever it need to go, that's where it need to go. Baruch Hashem. All of a sudden, Torot. All of a sudden this, all of a sudden, a lady that not even coming here. Come one day, you need something to put a Torah on. So, no, I don't have a table, it's okay. No, no, I bring you a famous carpenter. You remember that, Debbie? You forgot already. So I don't need a famous carpenter now. I'm okay with whatever I have. No! You came one time. Brought the carpenter. Pay for the carpenter. Take care of everything. Gone. Hello? Come back. Respect what he created. Nice. No, no, no. I'm not into it. You were into it yesterday. What happened? No, no, I don't. Go figure it out. I have no idea. So I'm looking at Debbie, she look at me, we look at the ceiling, we look at God. God, please help me to understand, but if you don't, I'm okay with it. I'm going to continue to do what I do, and you do what you do. And so, you understand, we have no clue. We just go with it. Because before that, I used to control everything, have a schedule, I know what I'm doing, man. And right now, somebody else took the reins. We sit in the back, making the omelette, cooking in the wagon in the back, cutting some salad. No idea. The one who runs the horses is one of the tzaddikim. Shoo, you know, they're going left, going right, almost like the time of the Baal Shem Tov. And playing around. Oops, miracle. Oops, miracle. I'm going to the valley. There's a radio station. I'm sitting with a lady. God bless her. Batsheva, right? Batsheva. She looked at me and said, we're going to give you that radio show in your name. So, but why? So we don't know. We like it. We want you to take the radio show. I said, are you sure about it? Say yes. So come up with material. We need to start educating the Israeli in the valley. So I'm not sure. You're capable. So I'm not sure. I'm not. It's live and it's video and it's a lot of thing to do, technology. So I don't know. So this week I went, it was the Hebrew show about business. Next week I have to come up with a different material. I have to invite guests, hopefully you, when it's going to be English. So the person has within him the core energy to draw and the shell to reject. So Baruch Hashem, we built this this way. What happened when the person started to misbehave? Then the inner core started becoming strong and the outside core becomes soft. So things start to come to you which are not good. Could become a magnet. So if you have a magnet, people with charisma end up a lot of time with the wrong people in their life. Because the inner is strong. You know? So people with rejecting ending up alone in their life. Sometimes, I don't know if you ever see, one of the things that can bother me the most, to see in a restaurant a man or a woman sitting alone. The worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life was an old man. And thank God my friend Daniel was next to me, sitting alone, order food for himself, and talking to the chair in front of him. I was destroyed. Destroyed. You know? So the person with me, it's a business meeting, and I'm meeting, and I can't listen to him. I can't even look at him. He said to me, I pay for this time, I pay for the food, what's going on? So I'm so sorry, I gotta be honest with you, I can't even look at you. So what bothered you? So that man, and that can destroy all the business deal that I'm trying to build there. And it actually built it, we become very good friends. And look at me. I said, it's funny. You know you can lose the whole thing by looking aside. You don't care. And you have mercy for this guy. So then he started opening up to me. He started talking to me. We're very good friends now. And he told me, you know, Eliyahu, that person was alone. When people are alone, internally, there is something who want to be alone. He started teaching me that. Beautiful lesson. Even then, I still have mercy for the guy. But when you see people alone, it's difficult. It's difficult. You need to understand, it's difficult. The concept of loneliness is difficult. My mom is in rehabilitation. So, rehabilitation. But my mom is appreciative of everything. She always see people around her as worse than her. She can walk now, problem with her nervous system, all kind of weird stuff going on. So I called my mom yesterday. I said, Mom, how are you doing? It's pain. I said, my son, you know, it's maybe painful. But the lady next to me, don't have children even calling her to see how she's doing. The man there doesn't have even nobody who cares. She started telling me. And she said, I'm so blessed. I'm more blessed than any human being. The lady can't walk, can't laugh, she like before. Everything is scary, can't laugh. And those of you who know my mom, she doesn't like to get help. She likes to do everything herself. And what I'm trying to tell you that I said to my mom, she was very happy. I said, every lesson that I study from you, I'm using it for people. You know, I open my home for people. I do everything you taught me. I said, good. And she told me, second thing is always do things in a kosher way. Always do things that will be fair. And the idea is the core energy is to be strong, but also the shell is to be strong. You can't have unbalance. You know, if you need to impress people all the time, that means your inner core want to be like. And if you want to be like, you will have to agree with everybody. But some of the people you're going to agree with are bad. They're not good. You can't see the world equally. You can't. You can't be, it's not fair. Once you look it to be fair, you're looking for judgment to come down on the world. Don't look for what's fair. Look for what God wants. What God want in that situation? If God want that person will be alone in the restaurant, there is a reason for everything. There is a reason. So, באופן שאפשר לומר שריקה כלי הגנוע הוא כוח הדוחה שבא, שמקבלו אותו מחזיק אותו קראו לראות שלא לא הכוח הדוחה, היה נבלה בתוך החיים שעולה. So we learn from that, that if it will be only desire, then what's going to happen? Black hole. It will swallow the whole entity into it, and it will disappear. But because there is koach adocheh, because there is a force that push back, because of that, nothing swallow nothing. And then otherwise it will swallow. It will swallow everything. I mean, think about it. I mean, if we talk about the atom itself, what we call the massa, the mass. You know, if you take material, let's say we take this table, and from a scientific point of view, and we reduce all the space within this material thing, we're going to come up with something very small, like a little square like that, of only material thing with no space, and it will be heavy as the table. Because between the table, you have energy, you have things that running all the time, they moving, electron, there's a movement. That movement can only happen if there is space, right? Things cannot move if there's no space. You understand what I'm saying? So because you take all the space away and you stay only with the material part, that's called the mass, the massa. Am I saying it correctly in English? Massa is in Hebrew and mass?
Mass.
So the mass of the thing is the core of the receiving, okay? That by itself can swallow everything in. You know, but because there is a shell around it, doesn't let. And I'm talking about even the whole globe, our planet. No, if we take all the space away, what we stay with? What's the size? So sometimes scientists guys say it look like two size of a football field. Like try to imagine two square of football. That's our old planet Earth. That's the whole thing without space. But it will be so heavy you can't even lift it. Try just to imagine how much space there is. And that space sometimes spiritually is a space also between us, between people. Because we meet people, you know, the Talmud said that there is four amot. Four amot, this is ama, from here to here. So it's about the foot, okay? Four of those, that's your energy around your body. You have like four of this, like let's say till here. So you have like buzz. Zzz, zzz, zzz. So when people get closer to each other, try to imagine there is a magnet already going on. Zzz, zzz, exchange of energy. You know, they get really close, another exchange. Just look at the world in a different way. So sometimes people have to live in Montana. I don't want to connect to any energy. You live in New York, you have to. Yeah, you can't help it. Wherever you walk, you're going to touch somebody lunchtime. It's impossible. Whatever you do, you're going to touch the energy of every human being. It's beautiful in a way, if you think about it. It's like if you look at it from above, it will be like a molecular structure that moving. I don't know if you ever saw New York from above, going to a high building, and you see, it will look like ants running to lunch. Seriously, that's how it looked like. You have 1 hour to eat, so it's less sometimes. Boom, ding, ding. Even if you can order all food to your office in a nice day, you go London, if you go to London in a nice day, people go to the park to eat. They go on the grass. Sitting there, the ladies have bikini in lunchtime and they eat. Seriously, it's true. In London around, what is it, April and May? Am I right? Yeah. Debbie can tell you. They have their bikini with them. Seriously, and then they go to the toilet, they dress nice, and then they go, because they don't have sun. Exactly. So I feel so bad. I look at them, so what's wrong with those people? So no, somebody said, we don't have a good weather. We happen to be in a good weather. We've been there for 5 days, perfect weather. So for them, it was like, oh my God, the Messiah is here. They take it so seriously when the sun is out. Oh my God, everybody, but I'm talking about the park is full with people. So there's a weird situation going on here. They're eating lunch with bikini. I don't get it. And the men are with shorts, the soapy, and they have a fancy bag and suit. What do you do with this? But when you understand culture and why do you live there? Why do you live in Sweden? Sweden, cold. Finland, or I don't know, there's even more cold somewhere. I don't know what you call those places. Cold. Why do you live in Africa? Let's say people born in Africa. I don't know, think about the hottest place. Or people in Dubai, it's very hot, but they turn it into a luxury. It all has to do with the desire. The desire of the person. Now, when it's coming to different people have different desire. So you can't understand people. Because when you talk to them, you have to feel how much desire they have and how much ability to say no they have, you know? And that's why the Talmud said that there's three areas you check a person with: the ability of the wall. The wall is defined by the way they get drunk, the way they get angry, and the way they give charity. Kiso, koso, kaso. Kiso means his pocket, how much charity he give. That's like the wall outside because he push it, take the money away. Drunk, when you get drunk, there's no more filter. So you really see what the person is. And kaso, when people get angry. Why anger? Because anger removes those layers and then you see. So now you understand a lot of people. You understand, you know? That's why all the time, you know, you want to know the man you're with or the woman, give them a glass of wine, two glasses of wine, see where it's going. See where it's going. You look at them. You would know a lot about them, okay? A lot about them, you know, they drink, boom, who are they? Some people get angry. They become, there's a disease like that. They get, you know, violence. You know, I know somebody like that, that get violence. Very scary, by the way. Very scary. I was chased by a guy like this one time. My cousin, God bless him. Disease of drinking. And there is people who, like me, if I drink too much, I fall asleep. That flat. Nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. Gonna carry me? Then drink, finish me. I drink wine, it's a big disaster. My wife give me a glass of wine, and she know that the next thing I can't even talk to anybody. You know, some people are very allergic to a certain alcohol. So anyway, now I think you understand that and all the examples are necessary. We know that there is an exact balance between the force of drawing to the force of pushing. How do you know they are evenly equal? Because either the person will be swollen by planet Earth or the person will be just flying about planet Earth. But you see that there is a perfect balance. You can walk, you can lift your leg, you can go back, okay? I mean, you can see that. You can see that there is, I mean, if you look at the sport, athletic people, sometimes they can jump pretty high. And, you know, it's like, what's going on? You know, and as I tell my family all the time, you know, when they don't do well in sport, I say, don't worry, we are Gian. Gian never did good in sport, besides my father, may rest in peace. He was a soccer player. So, but we didn't do well. What can I do after my father? Not good. We try, but the body somehow not built. We try, I mean. I love sport, but, you know. So some people are stick to the ground. You know, when they want to jump, you You know, and some people, they boo, boo. You know, that I remember I saw that kid we play basketball with. He's my height, and he can dunk. You know what the dunk in basketball. What is this thing? We're playing in Miami. It's these little kids. So they come, boom, 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 boom. Where is it, his shoes? It has to do with the desire, because the planet Earth has the same gravity. But what about you? How much gravity you have, you know? So it's good and bad. You don't have enough gravity, that's when you don't have enough pushing. You don't need enough pushing. But people who have a strong desire has to have also a strong... Now you understand binding by striking or zivug daka or connection through healing. And please remember that for the rest of the study. Anyway, we finish chapter 2. But hopefully next time I'm going to do some repetition, so you can invite friend if you want to go through a lot of repeating. Hopefully I can do it in one shot until Chelek Shlishi.